This is a James Poe Artistry Consultant Moment.
Hello, perceptive readers. This is a James Poe Artistry Consultant Moment. And I want to give you something to think about today. Some of you really do appreciate everything that I've been doing over the years at my website. Now, you also are aware of all the criminality that has been thrown against me. And criminal acts, just straight up criminal acts. And yet, because these persons have been able to arrange themselves through contracts and nepotism, living a life of lies and everything else, that they've been able to circumvent laws of the land and even Jehovah God's laws through the Bible or principles itself purposely. In other words, these are the same type of people that, though they may be looked at as high regard, even in society, they would not be able to fill the role of a humanitarian within the Christian congregation. You know, I know what I'm talking about. Now, you may say, well, I've run into those type of people. Yes, you may have run into them, but it is not the foundation from God's word, the Bible, in a Christian congregation to actually have mean-spirited and hateful acts, criminality like this, used even as business practices. It's just not done for persons who were taught right. Now, with that being said, if you enjoy my work, you see, I told you, I would correspond seriously, professionally through letters, emails, etc. And what I will not tolerate anymore, you can just look through some of my old podcasts where I told you people were always changing my website to try to make something look this way or that way or what have you. And I'm, you know, here to say today, if you can talk to all these other business people or what have you, to get things done or make a request, you can do the same thing, for me. You've damaged my website. You've done a lot of stuff. Now, I'm telling you all this for a reason. See, some of the very people that did this to me, they are in your cliques. They are in your brotherhood. They are in your social, economical, type of covens, if you will, covens or what you will. And yet, some of you in your developed crafts and everything else, reasonableness and everything else, you know who these persons are. Now, when they attack me and they continue to attack me, what are they doing? Are they indirectly or even directly, depending on what you were viewing constantly, are they attacking you as well? Do you view it as that way? That is what maybe you need to think about. Why? Because I told you, I don't see these persons doing this and that. And also the level of disrespect. See, you know, sometimes I told you in these different groups and frats and stuff like that, there's normally still an honor code that when persons do their functions, whether it's very formal black tie to just downright stumping. You see, they have a tendency to do it with a sense of pride. You know, a lot of persons do pride. Why? Pride of history, pride of what they did for the community, pride of how they helped the community. What types of persons actually built up, you see, that type of heritage? And then to have, you know, some other persons come in and take that honorable pride, that dignity, if you will, and just turn it towards a means of turning it down, criminality, and anybody who even showing respect for, you see, their beliefs and things of that nature, you see, they're hurting you. So with that being said, you know, for years, I was really the one who took the Who's Ass Power presentations to the level that it's at. Of course, there was others, but just like one person who was talking about censorship. Well, he wasn't talking about censorship. He was just talking about how you have a lot of persons who have made it big just because they made it viral. But you really missed out on the individuals who were just unknown because they didn't have the stats or what have you, which, as you know, again, this is a fact. All my stats and everything been stolen over the years, along with my work, destroyed and sabotaged. And now just think about something that you read or heard or listened to me, whether it was from my poetry, my stories, to God's word, the Bible itself. And just imagine if that type of person that you know of, or persons who you know of, persons, if that very thing that gave you insight or even comfort that day never reached you because of their own self-centered and criminal mindset. Do you see what I'm talking about? So, with that being said, you know, I use the Who's Ass Power presentation quite a bit, but I've once again started at the end of last year just creating playlists, even from YouTube. And the reason why I still stuck with the Who's Ass, because remember, they cut it on and off, blocking me and things of the nature at times. But the whole point is this. When I place my playlist on a certain page, just like writing down the Sage's Horse page, I place it there for a reason. I don't need you. I don't need some person changing what I have there. You see, I don't need nobody changing it. You want to change, you ask me. Now, I'm going to put the playlist that I have back, see, because I found some other stuff that was done to some of my posts. I see a person that I've been highlighting, And what they're just trying to do is keep that person from being seen. Like some of you really think back and look at some of your careers. Some of you may feel now that your career is not the same. Maybe you changed it. Maybe at the same time, life hit. Some of you, your career changed. Why? Because of that jealousy. No, that envy, because envy is more destructive. That envy that persons may have had for you, had for me, had for our connection or what have you, they wanted to look like they were honorable, which they weren't. They wanted to look like they were approved by God just because of some type of title, which they aren't. And what? They destroyed it. Going forward in the year 2024, are you going to continue to let individuals like that destroy your life, destroy, if you have children, destroy, you see, good things? Because that is still your responsibility. No matter how this world try to make it seem like it is just you against the world or what have you. Okay, I understand that reasoning in a certain type of context. But I'm here to tell you today. You have a child or what have you. It is love to already start preparing, like many parents have, whether it was for their education, for an inheritance, etc. It is nothing wrong with that. How do we know? Did Jehovah God not do the same thing with us through the earth? He certainly did. And he did, I mean, he did on a phenomenal level that we can't even describe. Just like starting with the Garden of Eden, that he was giving us wonderful, excellent examples of this is how I treat you. You see, God, how I treat you. Now, you treat yourself and your offspring like that going forward. You see, that's what he did. So I'm going to fix my Sage's Horse page back the way that, you see, I want it with the playlist. I do not have a Who's Ads presentation on there on purpose. And so leave my stuff alone. And if you continue to attack it, then, you know, like I said, I don't really need to use the Who's Ads Pile presentation. I use it for you. But if you're going to continue to not show me the respect and dignity that I deserve, and then you try to make it seem like it's tattletaling, if you don't tell me exactly who's doing it and you don't stop it, then you know what? This world got your mind warped and twisted. I know what I'm talking about. You know I know what I'm talking about. I've dealt with snakes before. I've dealt with mentally ill people before. And this is in the age where, like I said again, you want all this help, but then you don't listen to what I put in. Humanitarians, please, or keep your humanity, part two. Listen to that again. I am no more deficient and deserving of dignity than any of these other persons that you just kept, some of you just kept running to because, oh, yeah, oh, I'll say in a minute, yeah, some of them, they're some good looking persons. I know it. They're some good looking men. And that's fine. That is fine with me. You know, they don't bother me. But all the same, that still doesn't change the fact that I still have a God-given dignity from Jehovah himself. And you're going to respect that. Take care, perceptive readers.